The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Paul and I are back this week and we're chatting about City Breaks to Rome. Joining us in studio is Kathleen from our marketing team. Kathleen and I recently returned from our own holidays to Rome and we wanted to share our experiences. Hi Kathleen, hi Paul.
Hi guys, how are you?
Ciao.
Oh, very good. Oh, yes.
Well played.
Yeah.
I'm in a Rome state of mind.
Thank you very much for joining us again today, Kathleen and Paul. It's
no problem to
chat about Rome. And,
somewhere
that I've been this time in our podcast.
Yeah,
Paul, you've been to Rome, have you?
Oh, yeah. Loads of times. Like, I think the first time, and this is dating myself, I think was the 1990 World Cup. I was there like for when Ireland played, because we played in the Olympic Stadium.
Okay.
We played Italy and that's when we got knocked out. So that was my first trip. But I've been back loads of times. Most recently, I was there in March this year at the end of a cruise, because lots of people get to do Rome as part of a cruise before, after or in the middle. But oh my God, as a city break destination, I just think it is breathtaking. It is just like walking into a museum.
Yeah,
but it's outdoors,
it's brilliant.
And it's, you know, you don't have a sense that it's like any other European city. That, you know, you can sometimes land in another European city and where am I?
Yeah.
Oh my God, when you're in Rome, oh my God, the Vatican. You know you're in Rome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think it's one of those really rare places, as one of you guys just said, where you turn every corner and you're just hit with a wow. Like, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the whole city in itself. Even if you didn't even visit any of the key attractions, you'd feel like you've done it all.
Yeah.
Because it's just so beautiful. I've never been anywhere so beautiful.
Yeah.
And really walkable. Okay, I love Rome, but it doesn't have an amazing public transport system. It has a good public transport system. It's only got two lines of metro. And I think, for me, the best way is base yourself very central, which is one of our hotels. And then walk everywhere, because it's a very, very walkable city.
Yeah, bring your comfortable walking shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. For all those lovely little cobble streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't wear slippy shoes. So.
Okay, so we've all been. We all know it. We all love it.
All right. So who flies to Rome from Dublin?
Both Ryanair and Aer Lingus are pretty much daily. Double daily, triple daily at times. Like, the frequency of flights from Ireland to Rome is really, really good. Less so from some of the regional airports, but definitely out of Dublin, you're probably looking at always in excess of 10 up to 15 flights per week.
Yeah.
So you can just go for the weekend, go for a couple of nights, go for a week, do anything you want to do.
Yeah. Go anytime.
When we went, we only had two nights when we went. So the flight times are actually fantastic out of Dublin, because even though we could only travel for two nights, and I think I'd recommend people to go for three nights really, from my own experience, but we were able to fly out really early on the Friday morning with Aer Lingus. I think we flew at like 6:30 in the morning, and we flew home on a late flight Sunday. So we still had three good days in the city. So the flight times actually really allow for that as well, which is really nice.
Yeah.
You're not losing out on time. Do you know that way? I think that's important with a city break, that you have that choice.
Yeah, flight times are critical, I think.
Yeah.
We want to max out on the time, and we want to get the best possible combo of sightseeing and
that's it. Like, we had gotten into the city quite early after flying out. We flew out on time from Dublin on the Friday, and I had booked a Colosseum tour for that afternoon. So it gave us enough time to get into the city, checked into our hotel, and straight out then walk into our first attraction of a very short, whirlwind, amazing trip. And yeah, the early flight on the way out allowed for that, which was great on day one.
So Kathleen, tell us, what did you do? And then maybe Jill, because I know you were doing different things, and we can then pick up on anything that wasn't in your two trips.
Yeah, so on our first day, we decided we'd do the Colosseum tour. So just for context, I had never been to Rome. I went for the first time on a cruise in October. I did a one-day excursion, said, we have to go back here. And then myself and my husband returned, and he'd never been. So covering some of the stuff that I had done in October was important to him as well. So the day one, we did a Colosseum tour. That we actually did the one that was a slightly more expensive one, but it meant that we got to go onto the arena floor, which was really really cool. So it's a bit more in depth. So you kind of got to see the Colosseum from above, but also from the arena floor, which was amazing. And that also included like Palatine Hill and the Roman Forum guided as well. So that was our day one. It was absolutely brilliant. The weather was fab. Day two, we spent the morning exploring the city by ourselves. So we did the Trevi Fountain, Spanish Steps, Piazza Navona, all that lovely stuff. And in that afternoon then we had the Vatican tour, which was my absolute highlight of this trip. It was incredible. Absolutely amazing. And then on our final day, we just walked and walked and took in the atmosphere, had plenty of pasta and pizza and gelato.
And tell
we
me,
crammed
with
so much in.
With your Vatican tour, did you do the museums? Was that the museum tour that you did?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so we did the museum, Sistine Chapel, and we got to come down from the Sistine Chapel through kind of like the what would have been like the secret entrance into St. Peter's Basilica that doesn't always be opened, but was opened the day we were there. And that would have always been because the Pope's headquarters is kind of at the top, but he's not living there at the minute. So they had that opened and we got to kind of walk through that and down into the Basilica then. So it was the full tour and it was amazing. Like we were blown away. I don't know if you've guys done that. I'm sure you
have.
Oh my God.
You have to, like, you know, if you just do St. Peter's Square and the Basilica, You're getting a great experience and it really does contextualize things for you. But if you do the museum, like it is out of this world. And to be in the Sistine Chapel and you just know it's so historic. Like
Magic. That's the thing. Magic. Yeah, no, just incredible. Yeah.
But your morning that day is perfect. Like the Trevi, the Spanish Steps, Piazza Navona, like and also accessible.
Totally. And it was that and everything in between, because you guys know you turn a corner in Rome, you don't know what you're going to see. Yeah. Every time we turned a corner, we were like, oh, my God, like, you guys know how excited I get about stuff. Yeah. And I also have this thing with, like, I love churches. I just love the opulence of them. So I had my poor husband dragged into anyone that had a door open, because they're just, it's just everything there is so historic. It blows my mind. And the morning was really lovely, I have to say, just to kind of potter about and do our own thing. And then we just got a taxi across to the Vatican when the time came. And that was grand and easy as well. Do you know, I found it a really easy city. I think I was a bit scared before I went, but I had no reason to be. It was so easy.
Yeah,
it is. Like, you know, it scale wise, it is not massive. You absolutely must stay in central Rome. Like you should never stay outside of the center of Rome.
Yeah.
The Tiber, the River Tiber runs right through it. And almost the only thing on the far side of the Tiber, if we call it, is the Vatican. You know, everything is on this side otherwise. And all of the accommodation that we use is right there. And, you know, you can get in from the airport very easily using that train from Fiumicino Airport right into Termini Station. Or you can hop a taxi. And the taxis are fixed rates, Kathleen, aren't they? Like they were a fixed charge from the airport to the centre of Rome.
Yes, we did the taxi route. I wouldn't be great now for the old public transport. So we came straight out and the taxi rank was right there. I think it was €50 or €55 flat rate into the city. Same on return. Dropped us obviously right to the hotel door. And our hotel, we stayed in the Gambrinus Hotel, which is a 4-star. And it's in a gorgeous area. Mm. Loads of little restaurants around. You're kind of about a 20-minute walk to the Trevi Fountain, 30-minute walk to the Colosseum, which sounds like lots, but it is not. It is the most enjoyable walk I've ever done. Mm. It's so fascinating. But the area itself, like we chose, because Rome was busy when we were there last month, we had chosen to eat more so in the area of our hotel because there were so many gorgeous little restaurants. And I love that they all have these little outdoor seating areas with fairy lights, and they have the heaters because it was still kind of wintry in the evening times. And the food was amazing and really good value as well.
Yeah.
I must say. Yeah. So yeah, that area of that hotel was really nice. I'd stay there again now if I went back.
Good. And Jill, what was your couple of days? What did you do? Because you did different things.
Yeah, I did a lot of similar things. The one thing I did that was different was we went to the catacombs in St. Calixtus. And it was just outside of Rome. So you could get the public transport. We had a guided tour. So it's actually known for containing the crypts of the popes, which was amazing to see. So you kind of go in and they bring you through the catacombs and you just sort of see the age and where the crypts and everything were. And it was amazing to see. There was carved symbols, so from like the Good Shepherd to the, like the fish meaning, like just all the like different religious kind of meanings. And it was really cost effective. It was only 15 euros per person.
Okay.
And it was a guided tour. Someone brought you around and kind of showed you all the different areas and things like that.
Not too spooky.
It was a little bit
being
spooky
in a catacomb.
Now. Yeah, it was a little bit spooky.
I'm sold. Yeah. I'm sold doing that next time.
Oh, it was brilliant. And like even just the temperature just drops down there and it was amazing. It was so cool to see. And I think the guy had said that when they were kind of looking to excavate it, they didn't realize what it really was. And people were kind of storing wine where the crypts of the popes were, which was mad. They had no idea that it was there.
I was being critical of Rome in terms of public transport, but you could both relate to this. Every time they go to dig anything in Rome, they hit some part of history. Yeah. So it is a real challenge for them to develop the metro system more. So for the most part, my understanding is that they've given up because it's just too difficult. Yeah. Because as you say, with the crypts when they were storing wine, like this is what they found.
Yeah, and it was an experience. It was amazing. It was really, really nice. It was brilliant. So we'll put the link up on the podcast notes so that you can have a look. And it was great value.
And that's a really important thing, I think. Rome is not expensive.
No.
The value for money, and we would know it from when we're pricing up for holidays and for offers. We constantly, Rome is in our top three city break destinations. Yeah. From a price point of view, it's always great value. And Kathleen, I'd say, tell us in terms of the meal costs. It was really good value in terms of the food and the quality of the food that you buy locally. Yeah. And as for the coffees and the pastries, oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I know, they're so good.
The pistachio croissants and the coffee. And what I thought was like really cool is in like the coffee shops and that, you don't necessarily sit down. You kind of just stand at the bar and have your croissant and you have your coffee and you kind of move away. People don't kind of hang around too long. They have
too much to see.
Yeah. They have too a much quick to bite see. To eat and then they're out the door again. So I don't know. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Coffee's but like great. It is a really affordable city.
Yeah, absolutely. Like even the day we had been in the Vatican, we'd come out and we were starving because we'd been on a 3-hour tour and we were like, right, we'll grab a bite to eat once we come outside of the walls. And there was lots of little restaurants on the exit that we happened to come out through. But we were like, okay, we'll choose one. And we kind of expected it to be pricey because you're right there at the Vatican and you're kind of right beside a major attraction. And it was honestly really affordable. Like we had lasagna and I think it was maybe 14 euros each for the main course. So you're topping it up then with your bruschetta and your dessert and all them other lovely things because you have to do it. But anywhere we went, the food was honestly really, really good value and so nice. Like,
and then you're
gonna be
walking
so much.
We had
more than three meals. That's the thing. We were having more than three meals. Like we were like, oh, that menu's really nice, and we'd go in and stop and like have some between us just to try out as much as we could. And then I loved a gelato. I don't know. So if you guys are at the Trevi Fountain, like I have to tell everybody about this place. If you guys are at the Trevi Fountain and you're facing it, to the right there's like a pharmacy, and slightly more to the right there's an old church. Well, to the right of that old church, so you're kind of turning in a circle, there's a gelato shop, and that gelato is the best gelato I've ever had in my life. We went there twice on this trip. I had discovered it on the cruise trip last year, and so I dragged my husband to it twice on this trip to get more. It's honestly really good and we're having
So sightseeing, food, accessibility, value for money, and just so much to see. Like I would happily go back to Rome again. It's not the sort of city where you say, I've been there, done that, worn the t-shirt.
That's
like,
it.
You want to go back and experience more and do more and see more of what Rome has to offer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like we were driving out in the taxi and the way our driver took us was kind of through the city centre. I don't know if that was just the way. We didn't come in the same way. And he had driven out by the Colosseum and then kind of took a turn. And all of a sudden there was even more cool historic things that we hadn't seen. So straight away we were going, oh my God, we're doing this area next time we come. I don't even know what it was. It was just really cool and continuously amazing. So next time we go back, we've already identified an area that we want to explore. But I think for anybody planning a trip, or if it's probably more so their first trip, it's really important that you pre-book your major attractions.
Yes.
Because the lines are crazy and you want to ensure that you do a skip the line ticket, whether you do a full guided tour, like the tours that we we did were on the more expensive end of the spectrum, I guess, in terms of cost. But we were happy enough to do that. We were getting away. We hadn't been away on our own without kids for 4.5 years. So we were going wild. And I think we paid maybe 120 euros each for each of the two tours that we'd done. It was worth every penny. But I think for even if you're doing the cheaper ticket, be sure to book your skip the line. Yeah. Because the queues in Rome are like nothing I've ever seen. So you want to make sure you can bypass all that and make the most of your time.
Well, like you're only there for a couple of nights. So make it worth your while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the tours might be the only thing that are going to kind of eat into your budget, because eating out is not going to be expensive. Getting around is not expensive. Staying there is not expensive.
Yeah.
And there's some great hotels that have now got some lovely rooftop terraces, rooftop bars for cocktails and drinks and overlooking and just taking in some of those gorgeous views, because it is a city that's built on seven hills. Yeah. It is a spectacular setting. In terms of time of the year to go, I would always say to people, maybe not July and August.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that the hotel prices really drop in August. Yeah. You know, most people leave Rome in August. All the Romans get out of the city because it is just like a Mediterranean hot city.
Yeah.
But the value is really good then. But I think to get the most of it, you want to go at a time when the climate is pleasant and when the weather is pleasant. And for my advice, once you avoid July and August, you're avoiding those kind of searing temperatures, because it is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Unless you're down in the catacombs.
Yeah. I think we were only there a week after Kathleen and it was pretty warm.
Yeah. Nice temperature.
In May.
Yeah, it was nice. Lovely time. Yeah. In the winter, I've been there for New Year and it's gorgeous. It's crisp. It's cool. It's not freezing. It's not like here. It's never like here because it's Mediterranean and it's coastal, pretty much coastal. But like still just amazing.
And then one other thing is we also got like a city pass. We got the Roma city pass.
Okay.
So to have a look at those when you go in and look to book, because some of them would include like your free access in the urban transport. Also, there'd be discounts or special offers for the attractions like museums and so on. And the one we had, it had two kind of, the first entries were almost free, so they were included in it. And that was, I think, was 52 euros per person for the 72-hour one.
That's
and
very good.
And there's one...
52 euros for 3 days?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good going.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, I think, in terms of what we've done on the website, like all of the accommodation we offer on the website is really central.
Yeah.
So then you know you're not going to be outside of the city. You know you're going to be walking distance. And then it's a case of filter by price and filter by star rating. But everything is going to be really central. And the product knowledge and the sales team for Rome is also very good. Like they've had some great training. They can help and they can give advice on some of the excursions that you guys have been doing.
Yeah.
Because like it is that sort of city.
Yeah. And the one, I'd have to go back for the Pantheon. I think you also said, Kathleen, you couldn't get into it. The two of us couldn't get in. And it's great value. I think it was only like €5 or something.
It's €5.
It was full.
Yeah.
So
you really have to book it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because I tried a few days before we traveled and I couldn't get it. So we just saw it on foot. We didn't get to go in. And I really wanted to see it with that big hole in the roof. And
I know, it's amazing.
It's just incredible.
There's one of the days, I'm not sure whether it's in the religious calendar, it's whether it's Pentecost or Corpus Christi, where they float rose petals down through the roof.
Oh, wow.
It's, you know, it's iconic. And,
wow. That's
and I think
amazing.
That kind of speaks to Rome being the backdrop for so many movies and so many films. You know, like it's just that sort of city. Like it is picture postcard perfect and Instagrammable perfect. And
absolutely.
Nothing not to like about
great time.
It.
No.
So.
But yeah. That was brilliant. And a quick kind of stop in Rome. Thank you very much for joining us, Kathleen and Paul, and sharing your knowledge.
You're more than welcome.
Definitely it's a destination or a city to go back to. And I think we'll all be going back soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media channels, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And if you have any suggestions for our podcast, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thanks, Paul. Kathleen. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Bye.